genuine thirst. Then in chapter 7. Isaiah 55 and 1 says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." And Jesus said in John 7:37-38, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." You know, there's one thing that the apostle was alluding to. You know, he's talking about our thirst and hunger. And that's one of the things that really we have to have. And the only way we can have that, you know, that's why it's so important to communicate, you know, with the Holy Spirit. It says this means that it takes thirst to pull down the spirit of holiness. You cannot connect to the flow without a thirst. Got to have the thirst. Yes, amen. God will fill you to the level of your thirst and hunger. So if you're not really hungry and thirsting, then you won't be filled. So the author here says we have to pull down the spirit of holiness by this thirst. And then a spirit of holiness, that is your surest security against the wantonness of unclean spirits. We need to be spiritually armed, for the weapons of our warfare, however, not carnal, but mighty and spiritual through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There is no true liberty except by the Spirit. For wherever the Spirit is, there is liberty. Now, I think it's the New Living Translation says, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. So, you know, the same thing. He's talking about freedom. Now, it says, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is. So when you think about that, you think about, you know, well, God is omnipotent. It's omnipresent. So he's everywhere at the same time, right? David said this in the Psalms 137. David says, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? That's in Psalms 137:7. So how many of you know that really nowhere we can go without God being able to reach us? So then David, he continues, he says, then the 8th verse, he says, "If I climb to the sky," now this is from the Message Bible. He said, "If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I fly on the morning's wing to the far western horizon, you'd find me in a minute. You're already there waiting." So it's clear there that it says he's everywhere all the time. But now the next question that we need to ask is, is there freedom everywhere? Now, so Paul said that, he said, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. So now we've already established that, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is everywhere. Okay, now the Spirit of the Lord, when he's talking about this freedom, say wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, right? But how many of you know the in the context of this, it's not really talking about the Spirit, wherever the Spirit is. What he's talking about is, when he said the Spirit of the Lord, that word, where Lord there, he's talking about supreme in authority. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, wherever he's supreme in authority. So he's not in supreme in authority everywhere. So, I mean, you can't go on the, people in the bar, you can go in the bar room and they're not free. I mean, folk in the jailhouse not free. It got people even in your home that's not free. It got people in the church that's not free. So it's where the Spirit of the Lord is supreme in authority. Wherever we allow him to be supreme in authority, that's where liberty comes. Yes, sir. And the only way that can happen, we have to invite him in. We have to be thirsty for him. There has to be a hunger, and there has to be a thirst. And when we have this hunger and thirst, how many of you know he'll show up and you'll find yourself walking in a liberty and a freedom that you've never experienced before. But it's got to be a thirst, and it's got to be a hunger. It's got to be this longing for God. It's got to be you searching for him. You in your waking up hours, when you wake up, your first thing you utter out of your mouth is that, you know, Lord, where are you? You always letting him know that I need your presence. And the more we fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul says something that in the second Corinthians, the 13th chapter, 14th verse, he was talking about. Let me turn that right quick. Second Corinthians, the 13th chapter. I want you to see something. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. What he says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So I looked up that word communion, and in the Greek it's koinonia, and it means fellowship, companionship, communication, intimacy, sharing together, social intercourse, partnership, joint participation, and close mutual association. Hallelujah. And to break it down in three, make it real simple: fellowship, partnership, and intimacy. Hallelujah. We got to have it. You got to have it. We got to have it. Matter of fact, something that, you know, I've noticed in the years that I've followed the apostle is that let me say it like this. It's like you can be talking to the apostle 1 minute, and then all of a sudden you see his whole countenance change while he's talking. Yes, and like he switched, like he come from earth, and then he'll transfer to heaven. All of a sudden, you know, then there is a rhema word that come out. I mean, just out of, I say, my God, how in the world? So I began to ask God. I said, Lord, how in the world? And let me say it like this. I said, Lord, what kind of man is this? And what the Lord showed me was that he's the yielded man, yielded to the Spirit of God. Watch this. See, that's why our communion with the Holy Spirit is so important. You know, something that I noticed is that, see, whenever you can be a minister, watch this. You can be a minister, and then there could be other folk that are ministers, and they may have the letter, they may have scriptures, you know, and they may have the verses, and they may have everything just right, and they may be grammatically correct. But then somebody comes who's wearing an anointing, and folk lives are changed, and people are restored. It's a difference. One person can have a good message, and a person that's anointed, that's been spending time with God, can be dripping with this presence. And when they come around you, you know that it's something different about them. Yeah. They're not just an ordinary preacher, but they're somebody who's been really fellowshipping with God. So we have to really spend time fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said, I got to go, because if I don't go, the Comforter can't come. But when he comes, so now, when Jesus was here, he talked about the Father. So Jesus said, I got to go, but the Holy Spirit is going to come. So when he comes, the Holy Spirit is now, he's showing us Christ. Are you with me? Yes. So we as ministers And walking with God, we have to make sure that we are really in tune with the Holy Spirit. See, it can't be something where, you know, we get filled with the Holy Ghost and then we just get comfortable and then, you know, we pray in the Spirit, you know, every now and then and stuff. No, but it's got to be a hunger. It's got to be a longing for God. It's got to be, you know, when you get to the point where you just, you know, you don't have no idle time. And you're idle, in the time when you idle, you are making time for to commune with the Holy Spirit because you are his partner. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I was reading about they had that revival going on and the Spirit of God had called Philip away. Now, a revival is going on. It looked like everything is happening, right? So the Holy Spirit wanted to take Philip in the desert where ain't nothing happening. But there's an Enoch that's there. And this Enoch that's there, this man is the third in command of his nation. So now, why it looks like Philip is leaving a revival to go somewhere where ain't nothing happening. But when this man gets saved, this man has the influence of a nation. And you know how many people, amen, that he can influence for the gospel. Are you with me here? So there's times when the Holy Spirit will tell you to do something where it may not seem like it's the right thing, but the impact that it's gonna make. That's why you can't rely on your own senses. When God trying to talk to you about something, you're not going to be able to operate at full capacity in the spirit if you're always trying to figure it out. You know, the apostle was talking about some words that the Lord was giving him. Some folk, you know, they would cast that out. They wouldn't pray no more. But you got to be hungry because I want to know what the Lord's saying to me. Lord, what you talking about? Lord, make it clear to me. And so God said, I'm going to throw a word out there. And I'm going to see if you're going to be hungry enough to really seek me so that I can give you more. Are you going to just stop there and be settled with that? No, Lord, I want some more. Lord, give me more. And we have to cry out, Lord, give me more, give me more, give me more. Because the Holy Spirit, he's the one really going to do the directing. He's the director. He's the one that's going to direct our life and get us out of this chaos and this foolishness that the devil's trying to do to take us on. Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See where my time is. All right. So every natural technique can fail, but the spirit of holiness will never fail in our conflict with sin. For by strength shall no man prevail, according to 1 Samuel 2:9. The spirit of holiness will destroy every uprising of sin in your life. The spirit of holiness, glory to God. Isaiah 59:19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord. From the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you, we are, the apostle said it earlier, man, the calling that's on our life is really higher than the calling that's on the president, because the president has to be elected, but we were selected. Yes. By God. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. And then God didn't just elect us. God gave us some help to amen, so that we can do what he's called us to do effectively. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. But it's going to take a yield. It's going to take a search. It's going to take a hunger. It's going to take going after God with everything. Hallelujah. You know, it's like those gamblers. You know, they push the whole pile and say, you know, it's all or nothing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. But we know it ain't no gamble. It's not a gamble with us. It's a sure thing. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have always sought to connect with him for power, but he always works holiness so as to enhance the release of power until the holiness is worked. The flow of power is damned. David yearned. David yearned for his holiness. In Psalm 63:1-2, it says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. See, that's the kind of thirst you got to be like a person that's in a desert and don't have a drop of water. You got to be after God like you're thirsty. You understand what I'm saying? Anybody ever really been thirsty? If you have ever really been thirsty, that's what you got to have for God. You got to get to a place to where, you know, like you in a desert and there ain't no water, but you're looking everywhere. You even see mirages. You even see something look like water, but it ain't water. And you'll walk a mile out of the way because it look like there's some water. So that's the kind of way we got to be pursuing God. So it says, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. When heaven sanctions your thirst, your place of security is guaranteed. If you're connected to God and connected to his spirit, you don't need any human connection on this earth. Now let me say this here. excuse me. Now, I believe this with all my heart. You know, there's a scripture that talks about, I think in 1 John, talks about, you know, you have an unction from the Holy One, you don't need no man to teach you. Let me tell you something. See, there's some people who grab a scripture or something like that, and they feel like, you know, well, I don't need no man to teach me. But watch this. See, what he's talking about the anointing teaching you, right? So if a man got the anointing on him and he's teaching you, it really ain't the man teaching you. It's really the anointing that's teaching you. So sometimes people get sideswiped, sidestep, and they think that I don't need to follow no man. I think that you need to be connected to somebody. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I know, now just like a relationship, now the Bible talks about, you know, that there was a day that's going to come when nobody would have to teach you to know God. Now, watch this. Okay, now somebody may have introduced me to my wife, but then nobody had to teach me. Amen. Nobody had to teach me how to get to know her. Spending time and being intimate is how I got to know her. I didn't need nobody to teach me that part. You understand what I'm saying? So the hours and stuff that I spent with her, amen, caused me to get to know her better. So the same way it is, once you really have a hunger for God and you start spending time with him, how many of you know, amen, you'll get to know God, but that still does not cancel out a connection with a person. Are you with me here? See, because I've had folk to say all kind of, you know, crazy things, and then, you know, I'm not all there all the time. And so I've had people to say, you know, well, you know, you follow you down, going way down at the Dow Road and this, that, and the other, and all that old kind of craziness. Well, first of all, I like to stop people in their tracks. Hold on, wait a minute. Amen. What I'm called to do has nothing to do with you. Amen. And so your opinion really doesn't even matter. Because what God has called you to do and called me to do is two different things. So I don't even care to hear your opinion about what you think about what God called me to do. See, and so you have to really have it in your heart. When you follow somebody, you can't be let. I ain't got time. I don't have time. I don't have time to be listening to somebody. See, that's why you got to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, because you got to be able to listen to God and not be listening to all these voices. Because they got some folk that can really talk real good and they can be real convincing, but you got to know, hallelujah. I had a man the other day. I went to my wife and I, we went to the hospital. I had to go take some kind of test. And so, they had a gentleman that was there. As soon as I came to the door, he said, "Hey, how you doing, Pastor Phillips?" "I'm doing fine." And he started telling me about an organization that they are part of, telling me how, you know, oh man, God is doing something big in this organization. Man, he started giving me some papers and stuff about it. I said, "Now why are you giving me this?" And so anyway, you know, I'm real cordial, you understand what I'm saying? I didn't want to be, you know, real, you know, I just didn't want to be mean or nothing like that. So I just kind of, you know, I just let him talk. And so, you know, I wanted to ask him, I wanted to say, "Man, you on the clock or what? You out here?" But anyway, But anyway, he was talking to me. And he was telling me about all this. And so he pulling out papers. Said, oh, man, you need to read this here. You know, man, this will really help you, you know, about the organization. And, man, he started naming big name preachers and all this kind of stuff. This one has John. That one, John. And then, you know, he getting around to it because he's trying to bait me in, you see. He said, man, look, he said, well, sure, it would be nice, man, if you come on board with us. Hallelujah. First thing I did was I took a deep breath because I really didn't want to go off. But I told him, I said, you do know I followed Dr. Thompson, right? He said, yeah, I know. He said, who don't know that? He said, let me help you to understand something. I say, I'm one of those folk who the Lord has told to follow him, and ain't nothing you can tell me. I say, whatever's going on in your organization, I say, if you good with it, I'm fine with it too. But I'm not, listen to me, I'm following God. God already told me, I don't care how good you try to make it look, how you presented this thing, how the presentation look, I'm already set. I'm already set. And then I have a loyalty that won't let me be gallivanting around, you know, trying to find out what y'all doing. I ain't coming to y'all conference. I don't want to see what you're doing. I don't care if you turn the world upside down. I'm doing what the Lord told me to do right here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know how I got on that. Wait. All right, I got it. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. So, Isaiah 10 and 27 says, give us assurance and it shall come to pass in that day. Now y'all do know, I don't just say stuff to just be saying it. You understand what I'm saying? This in me. This is who I am. You understand what I'm saying? I came off the street. When I was on the street, if I was with you, I was with you all the way. If somebody come against you, amen, I'm on your side. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to go down with you. You understand what I'm saying? So I ain't one of them wishy-washy people. And I ain't one of the people who need, you know, who try to say things, try to get brownie points. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. This is my heart. This is, amen. We can't be, that's why we got to have the Holy Spirit's influence in our life, because we can't be jumping because we think something look good or because of this or because of that. You know, because they got a whole lot of people out there, they get paid to make presentations. Hallelujah. And so they'll sell you if you're not sold by the Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? If the Lord ain't already talked to you about, ooh, Lord Jesus. So, Lord have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. So if there's no thirst, there's no access. You must have a desire to accomplish admission. Satan has vowed to corrupt the wealth of Zion. We must be fully armed, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood, according to Ephesians 6 and 12. The ministry of the Holy Ghost is principally the ministry of purity. He's the purifying fire, the refiner's fire. Ask him. In Luke 11 and 13, it says, if ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? It's not enough to just be thirsty. You need to go asking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Zechariah 10 and 1 says, Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So shall the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. Hallelujah. That's what I want. I want the showers. Amen. Glory to God. To everyone, grass in his field. In Acts 4, the disciples prayed, and the place where they were praying shook, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word with boldness. They prayed down the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, I can, you know, now, when we have in church over in the park where my church is, I can tell by the climate what's going on in Word of Life. Hallelujah. Like we had a supernatural move of God Sunday. So I know something happened down here. You understand what I'm saying? I know something was going on down here. I know something was shaking at headquarters. You understand what I'm saying? I have not watched the archives yet, but I know something shook down here. You understand what I'm saying? And when you really, when you're connected, how many of you know the self same thing that God is doing? If you're really connected, the self same thing that God is doing, amen, with in headquarters is going to be happening at your church. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. God will give you the Holy Spirit faster than any other thing if you would just thirst for him and then express your thirst with a genuine call in prayer. Until the Holy Spirit takes control, your body remains dead. Hallelujah. In Romans 8 and 13 it says, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of your body, you shall live. Until you call him by his very name, you never see his holiness at work. Glory to God. That's my time now. For the test, y'all study the seventh chapter. All right. The seventh chapter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then, you know, I didn't cover this part about praying in tongues, but y'all need to know that too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All right.